In Psalm 119 this morning, verse 24. Psalm 119, verse 24. In verse 24 of Psalm 119, we read these words: "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." So this morning we continue looking at highlights from Psalm 119. Various themes and various verses here that speak to the importance of the Word of God in our lives and the love that we should have for it. And what we're reminded of in this verse, in verse 24, is that the very best counselors you can have in all the world is the Scriptures, the Word of God. With this book, with the Bible, you have an army of counselors behind you to guide you on the right path. Better than any trained psychiatrist in the world are the words of God. Because the words of God are trained by the Holy Spirit, licensed by God the Father. There's no words like these words. And we also see, if you look at the verse before verse 24, if you look at verse 23, that the psalmist was dealing with opposition. He was dealing with pushback because of his love for the word of God. It says in verse 23, "Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes." So he speaks of the opposition of the world, that he is still delighting in the word of God, that the word of God is his counsel, even though he is opposed by the world. And that is often the test for us, brothers and sisters, whether we love the word of God is when the world comes and says, "Why are you believing in that? Why are you holding to that word? Why would you believe such a thing?" And that is perhaps when it's most difficult for us. But then that's when our love for the Word of God is tested. And so in verse 24, we see the psalmist saying two things. First of all, he says, "Your testimonies are my delight." And then secondly, he says, "Your testimonies are my counselors." So let's look at both of those phrases together. He says, "Your testimonies are my delight." Over and over again in Psalm 119, we see the love of the Word of God that the psalmist expresses. The Word is more precious than gold and silver. It is something that the psalmist says he would die without. He would have perished if it were not for the testimonies of God. And it was the delight of his heart. It is impossible for a true child of God to dislike the Word of God. How can a child of the Father dislike the Father's words to the child? The Father's words of comfort, of encouragement, of sometimes of rebuke, of correction. But these are the words of the Father. So do you love the Word of God? Do you find great comfort in the words of Romans 8, that nothing shall separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Do you find the reproof of the Ten Commandments, the humbling of the Ten Commandments, a good thing, a blessed thing, because it drives you to Jesus once again, and because it guides you in the right path? Do you love the wisdom of the Proverbs? Do you love the words of Christ from the Sermon on the Mount? Do you love the words of the prophets? Are these testimonies of God your delight? The heart of the unregenerate, sinful man will not love the Word of God. They might find some things they like in the Word of God. The world can go through the pages of Scripture and find a verse or two. Oh yeah, we agree with that, we like that. But altogether, they will hate the Word of God and the testimony that it brings. As John 3 says, "The light came into the world, and the people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil." And so the testimonies of God for the child of God are the delight of our hearts. They are the thing that we love. The testimonies of God should be our most valuable possession. Secondly, we see that the testimonies of God are our counselors. The world tells us different things that we should follow. It says, "Trust your heart." But then the Word of God says, "The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked." The world says, "Follow the philosophers, follow the scientists. They know the right way." Philosophers are lovers of wisdom, right? That's their name. That's what the word means. But then the Word of God says that the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. And so the counsel of God's word is the chief counselor that we are to have. And the word of God lights up our path. It gives us the ability to see rightly the world around us, who we are, who God is, how we are to live before him. We'll look later at verse 105 of this psalm where it says, "Thy word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path." But I want to think about that illustration as well in this case. The word of God illumines our path. It shows us the right way to go. And because in this world there are liars everywhere, there's all different kinds of lies that you're always sifting through trying to find the truth, and it's the word of God that helps us to discern truth from lies. The world is like a dark cave, and without that light, you will not be able to navigate safely. I remember a number of years ago, my family went to the Carlsbad Caverns. Perhaps you've been to similar caverns, or perhaps you've even been there, and it's an amazing thing, God's creation in these underground caverns. And I remember the scary ride on the elevator, down the rickety elevator to the bottom, and you emerge and you see this massive cavern, and it's all lit up. There's lights everywhere to guide you on this tour. And I thought, what if all these lights went out right now? We would not be able to see anything. There's no natural light whatsoever at that point. We would have been in serious danger. And as we walked through those caverns, as we walked that path, there was various parts where you saw the danger that existed. There were these big holes. You could fall 100 feet. And you would not have been able to see them without the light that was illuminating the path. And so it is with the world. The world is full of dangers. The lights are out without the light of Christ. And we need the light of Christ to see correctly, lest we fall to our death, lest we come into serious danger. We need a powerful flashlight, a very powerful flashlight for a very dark place to help us to see the world correctly. And so what light will you use to walk in this life? Where will you look? How will you navigate those caverns? Will you trust worldly counselors, or will you believe that the word of God can equip you, that the counsel of God is the counsel that you need? And so as we confess our sins this morning, we must confess that we've too often relied on our own intelligence. We think we can figure out the right way. We use our own feelings to guide us in our counsel. Often the feelings that we have are far more important to us than the word of God, and we're directed by those things. And so let us ask God that he would make us delight in his word and that we would seek the counsel of his word day by day. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we do give thanks to you for the counsel of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a light to guide us in a dark place. You have given us a sure and infallible guide to a dark world. We ask that you would forgive us, O Lord, for ignoring the counsel of your word. Forgive us for not delighting in your testimonies. Give us a great love for your testimonies, that they would be more precious to us than silver and gold, that we would see that the words that come from your mouth are our very life. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.